Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome back to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to all the really cool people in WordPress all over the world. This past weekend, I was speaking to people in India and in Nairobi. I've spoken to people in Canada, and we're back into the United States tonight, talking to my friend Sam Smith. And Sam is in Florida. How's the weather down there, Sam?
It's hot, and it's been hot for so long, but we'll get reprieve in like 6 months. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's funny because I have a sweater on because the air conditioning in our office is cooler today, but it's 90 degrees here in Rochester, New York today. So I haven't been out since I got here this morning, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's so hot. And I'm like, put my sweater on because, you know, I just got my like tank top and my sandals, and I'm sitting over here shivering, drinking hot stuff. So
you got to set the mood. If you're going to be drinking hot stuff, you have to crank down the AC. I get it.
That's true. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. I don't have a fireplace going in the background or anything like that. But not quite cocoa at Christmas weather, but you know.
A few more sponsors. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. That's right. So you and I met because we worked for Give. I know you're still working for Give a little bit. You're a couple days a week, 3 times a week, I think, 3 days a week.
Yes, just knocked down to about 3 days a week. So
yeah. And when we first started, I always joke about the fact that when people start working at a company, if somebody has worked there one more day than them, they don't know that that person hasn't been there forever. And I think I started like a month and a half before you. Like I started on January 2nd. You started part-time at the beginning of February. And then is that right? We're full hog by like the end of February kind of thing. And so like you started in and you're like, oh, customer success, that's been around forever kind of thing in your head. Cause it's like
the department, like of course it's been there.
Michelle, she knows what she's doing. And I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing yet. We're still building this thing. It's like what they say about building the airplane while it's in flight kind of thing as we were going. A lot of fun. And of course things are kind of on an even keel now, but it was a lot of fun and figuring out what we do and that kind of thing. But you and I had been talking on Slack as coworkers and friends for quite a while. And then just about a year ago, we actually got to meet each other face to face up in Boston.
That's right. Boston was just like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah. I think it was last weekend. Yeah. For this year. Yeah. And so it was a year ago that we had met and had burgers at Wahlburgers and, you know, all that fun stuff. That's right. Yeah. And we both spoke at WordCamp Boston last year, but my favorite thing about it is that through Slack, even remote workers and people, you know, just that are at the distance they are can still become such good friends that when I saw you, it's like I had always known you because it's just, well, this is just in person. So that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of fun. It was a good weekend. I had the kind of creepy hotel, the bed and breakfast.
That's right.
With the curtains hanging down beside the bed. And I just, every time I looked around, I was waiting to see like taxidermy and like, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille, kind of craziness. But it was funny. Showing you guys the pictures. Yeah.
Well, and I was, I was kind of like 3 weeks before Matt was like, hey, we need you to go to Boston. And, so I'm used to very much Airbnb-ing my WordCamps. Like I'm already back to that now that they're on my own dime. Right. And they put me up in this hotel and it was really nice. It was like one of the nicer hotels I've been able to WordCamp in.
And you and me and Kevin, we were in 3 different locations too.
Yes, that's right. And it seemed like directions also. It wasn't like we were in a nice little,
I was over in Cambridge. I don't know where you guys were, but we got together when we needed to. We worked together and it was a good weekend. But putting that aside for a second, I always ask people to tell us who they are and what they do. And so I'll let you tell a little bit because you're not just working for Give anymore. You're doing some stuff on your own. And tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I am Sam Smith and I am a freelance web developer. I help businesses move all the way from conception to deployment. And then I provide ongoing maintenance for those clients. So yeah, just started my own thing here recently, a few months ago. Have been working in a part-time role also at another local agency. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're a busy guy now.
Yeah. It's it's good. It's not what I thought it would be. So very, yeah. Very happy.
But you're having fun with it, right?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's funny you say that. Even just today, you know, I used to hate Mondays, and now I was like, I actually was looking forward to Monday yesterday. It's insane.
That is cool. I love that. When you have a job that you really, really enjoy, it's Monday's not a chore like it used to be, kind mm-hmm. of thing, for sure. Well, show us your mug. Everybody brings a mug to the show or a cup of some kind. Let's see what you got.
So I have a mug here that I got from Alcatraz.
Oh, what does it say on it?
San Francisco. So when I was going through, I know it was like a super touristy thing to do, but we had to do Alcatraz.
I love tourists.
Yeah, exactly. Like, especially the first time through a city, like let's knock out all the touristy stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a rule there. It says regulation 5 on it. There was a rule there, or I guess a regulation there. And it says that you are entitled to food, clothing, shelter, and medical attention. Everything else is a privilege. And it's funny because, you know, I wish a civilian got all that stuff, but we won't talk about that. but it was kind of like a perspective mug, where it's like, you know, if you're having a bad day, you're like, yeah, I guess it's not that bad.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like, well, it's one of those, it could be worse. Of course, that would mean that you were a criminal. So, you know.
Perspective. Of your own doing.
Yeah. Perspective. It's all about perspective. Well, I have one of my newer mugs. I've used it a couple times on the show, but I'm using it today, especially because of you. I have my Boston mug.
Lovely.
Because this is where we actually first met face to face. So, yeah. So Jeff from Give brought me this after he spent the 4th of July weekend in Boston. And because I do the show here, he's like, oh, I got to bring Michelle a mug for her show from Boston. So this is I'm drinking tea. I have plain old, just normal old tea. What are you drinking?
Bourbon. No, it's a little late. It's a little late for coffee. So I'm doing straight water.
It's funny that you say bourbon though, because I did three episodes. I recorded three episodes on Saturday and I did drink bourbon the entire time.
if I knew it wasn't a rule, I would have maybe put bourbon in there. Who knows? What?
See? That's right. Still in the office, the desk, the honey bourbon, Jim Beam honey bourbon, one of my favorites.
Nice. You know,
I made it last though. I didn't like it snockered. And by the end of the show, I wasn't slurring my speech or anything, but I think I did have a lot more fun maybe.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny you say that because my father was a huge Scotch drinker. So when I came of age, he was so proud. He's like, let's get you into Scotch. And I love Scotch until I found bourbon. And yeah, I still love Scotch. Don't get me wrong. But bourbon's
worth it. There's something special about bourbon. Yeah, for sure. So next time we see each other face to face, we'll do with some bourbon together. How's that sound?
Heck yeah.
For sure. So I know that you have told your origin story, as we call it, your WordPress origin story, quite a bit. And if people really want to read the whole thing, they can find your HeroPress article. But give us the nutshell version, because I mean, I want to talk about a lot of other things too, but I'm going to hit all the questions. So tell us the nutshell of how you went from being a firefighter to being your own boss at your own agency now.
Yeah, sure. So I was a firefighter paramedic for 8 years. It was kind of my first, like big boy job, like out of, fast food. And I did it for about 6 years, before I realized that it wasn't really my passion, to continue into that. I kind of felt like it was probably a spot better suited for someone who was passionate about it. And I was in the middle of learning how to do all this web development stuff and found out about WordPress. And I was a newbie. I had only been going to WordCamps for a year and was asked to do a keynote for WordCamp Orlando, basically telling me my story. And Matt Cromwell, our boss, was sitting in the audience and saw me. And I actually didn't know that he was there. And when I submitted my application, he was like, oh yeah, no, we know all about you. You was in the audience.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then started working for Give for, I think I did just a little bit over a year. And then
full time.
Started. Yep. Full time. And then dropped it back to part time so that I could start to launch my own business.
Yeah, that's so cool. Very cool. And it's been fun to kind of watch. We were just talking before we started recording that that I was able to recommend you to somebody, and you've been working with her. I got an email from her today just saying how delightful you were to work with. So that was pretty awesome. So yes.
She's delightful as well.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I'm not naming names or anything, of course, but it's nice. It is nice to know that when you recommend somebody, because you know that they're good, that other people agree with you too. And then to be able to send that back to you and let you know how delighted she was is awesome. A lot of fun.
Heck yeah.
For sure, right? For sure. When you look at other people's websites and when you think about how you have grown from designing then to designing now, what are some things do you think that we kind of skip over, don't focus enough attention on, that would make, you know, a good site a better site, for example?
So one thing, and I'm sure that this comes from the year of being a support technician, is caching on sites. I know that that's not something that you necessarily see, but a lot of times it can mess with the things that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And it is one of the most, I wouldn't say talked about, but most that's brought to probably the team, is issues with caching. And what I see a lot of times is just like these caching plugins can build up on sites. Maybe the host put them on there. Maybe another site admin was like, hey, let's chuck another one in there, or let's try three and not install any of them. and then remove them. And now there's remnants and little pieces, you know, like still attached everywhere in the site. And, you know, people come to us, you know, like they spent hours, and I feel horrible for them because it's like, hey, just hit this button, clear your cache, or remove this plugin or whatever, and it fixes it for them. Mm-hmm. But I will say caching is one of the coolest things about the internet. So I think it's got its place. It just must be wielded yes. better.
With great responsibility comes, or with great power comes great responsibility. Or I always get that line backwards. Like, with great power comes, with great responsibility comes great power, something like that. Anyway, you get the idea.
Just be like, Uncle Ben said it.
There you go. Would that be Uncle Ben Meredith?
Oh, Uncle Ben Meredith. Yes.
We'll have to tag him in this video when it goes on, when it goes live. What's something that you wish you had known when you first started working with WordPress that you've learned since, other than caching?
I wish that I had not developed myself in such a box. When I first started, it was very much hobby-based. It was, look at this cool stuff that I can do and, you know, build on the internet and people can actually access it. And I wish that I had reached out to people sooner. I'm glad that I did when I did, you know, starting with the meetup and then finding out about WordCamps and then going on from there. But it's one of those things where it's like, yes, I spent 20 hours learning how to do this one thing. Someone probably could have explained it to me in about 45 minutes. So that's one thing I would say, get involved with people more.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's something that we don't necessarily know about even, you know, it takes a little while to learn it. You find out about, it's like you learn Microsoft. You don't know that there's, you know, as much help out there as there is, or like a lot of communities even have Google meetup groups.
No way.
Like, yeah. In Rochester, there's a Googlers group. I belong to it. In theory, I've never actually attended one, but it's like I could go to a meetup about Google. So yeah, there's all kinds of things, ways to be involved, but the community around WordPress is huge and very generous, in my opinion anyway.
So. Yes, more so than I thought. And then I'm like, surely these people aren't just going to tell me how to do all these things. And they did.
Yeah. And they're fun too. Like when we all got together in Nashville for our Give, let's just say a good time was had by all. I mean, tattoos, right?
That's right. I forgot. Okay. So I'm going to take a guess. It was you. It was Amanda. Taylor.
You got it. The three women. And we all went on. That was it?
That was it.
Yeah. Interestingly, that we couldn't convince any of the owners to get their own logo. Just the three of us women. Of course, none of them have any tattoos. So that's really kind of putting a little extra, you know,
yeah,
pressure on them. But it was kind of fun. It was a bonding experience for us girls too.
Very cool.
Don't know what we'll do this year, but.
You got to top that somehow.
We'll figure something out.
You're already brainstorming for, you know, November.
Yeah, the girls don't know, but it's in my head anyway.
Nice. Oh, which I am coming to, by the way.
Yay! So we get real life hugs again. That's awesome. I'm excited about that.
IRLH. Yeah.
That's what, I like it. Hashtag IRLH. Very good. I like it. It's going to be hard to stick to the questions because I know you so well, but I'm going to keep gonna soldier on. Yeah. You've been to a lot of meetups. You've been to a lot of word camps. Maybe not as many as me because I've been doing it quite a few years more than you. But you're probably giving me a run for my money at this point. But when you think back over all of the experiences that you've had at word camps and meetups, is there one or two moments that really kind of rise up for you as like a pivotal, inspirational, like whatever kind of moment? I mean, I can't imagine that being tagged to be a keynote speaker, you know, like just days before it happens or whatever is surely one of them. But, you know, what other things just kind of made it for you?
I'm trying to think.
Maybe it was meeting somebody inspirational.
Yeah. So I will say that, there was one meetup where I'd been going to this meetup so many times, and it's our local Orlando WordPress meetup. Mm-hmm. And, I kept questioning myself, like, why are you setting aside every last Tuesday of the month and, you know, going to these things. But I just kept going. I still enjoyed, I wasn't talking to anybody really. I was just showing up, learning, and then taking off. And, the owner of the agency that I part-time for just like walks up next to me and he's like, "Hey," I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And, he was like, "So you want to like work and get paid to do this?" And like, I was like, yes, I do. But, you know, of course it was like the chill, like, I think that's a good idea.
I could do that.
But yeah, it was a shift. It was from like, oh, this is just a hobby that I, you know, play around with when I'm sitting bored at the fire station or on the weekends. And it was like, no, someone actually really wants this and this ability. And that was a shift that produced confidence that kept pushing me to go forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. I have a similar story. I don't know if you've ever heard that part of my story where I was miserable in my job, truly miserable. And I decided that I was going to quit. I was going to take a month off to what I called heal from where I'd been working for 5 years. I just happened to post on Facebook, and I'm taking a month off before I start to look for work. If anybody needs help with marketing, social media, or a website, you know, let me know. I could use a little extra income in the meantime. Within a week, I had so many customers that I had a business. So yeah, so I completely understand. It's like, wait, how did, it's like they come out of the woodwork and you're like, is this real? Somebody pinch me. Yeah, that's pretty cool though, that somebody just was like, tap, tap, tap. Hey, Sam, want a job? Let me think about it, yes. That's awesome.
Let me get back to you on that. I agree fully. Let's do it.
So other than your keynote, because, you know, I know that keynotes, I think it's like a lot of times about our origin story. It's about our feelings about WordPress, that kind of thing. Tell me some of the other talks that you've given at WordCamps or meetups, different things.
So I will say that I don't think, other than origin stories, because there's been three of those, that I've given something else outside of. I have applied. Okay. And I have three waiting, but yeah. And then this last year with getting the business up off the ground, I applied and missed like the whole next part of this year, and Yeah, I was talking with my wife about that earlier, that I just need to start devoting more time to talking in front of people. And I will say I'm still pretty, I want to say petrified. Petrified's heavy, but like still like nervous about speaking in front of people.
Yeah.
But I know that's just, you know, experience. I'm sure by the 20th time I've done it, I won't bother me as much, but.
You know, and some people, like for me, I've never been afraid. It's like the stage is not something that, you know, makes me nervous, but you know, you're not going to find me running into a burning building. So, you know, we do have those opposites with each other there.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to swallow personally, because it's like, you tell yourself that you're like, hey buddy, you know, you're totally fine doing that. Not even a second thought. And you know, you get up on stage and you're like, thank God there's a podium, because now my legs.
That's right. But there's a difference in doing something that's singular. So like being brave in the moment of saving a life or running into a burning building or getting somebody out of, I mean, I used to be an EMT. We've talked about that offline, but you know, getting somebody out of a car wreck or something like that, where you're doing what you have to at the moment to save a life, then standing up because you're choosing to share information in front of people that might know more about it than you do, and suddenly that imposter syndrome kicks in, and that who do I think I am syndrome kicks in, and am I really qualified, and you know, all those kinds of things, and am I gonna stumble over my words? And yeah, no, I totally get it. And then there's me who's like, if I stumble, I stumble. I don't care. You know, I know what I'm talking about. If somebody wants to disagree with me, they can disagree with me, you know, kind of thing. And that could be the difference between, you know, being 50 and not being 52. So.
Well, and that's one thing I will say about, you know, starting this business, you know, facing some of that stuff where, you know, I came from a career that failure wasn't an option. You know, if you fail, people can die. And so that's never okay and never cool. And then you come to, you know, like after I started my business, you know, it almost feels like you face failure in some form every day, whether that's a setback, whether that's, you know, something. And getting to the point personally where you can look at failure not as something that's detrimental, but something that's, you know, helpful and, you know, feedback, you know, just as much as good feedback's there, bad feedback's there.
Yeah, it's growth opportunity.
Exactly. So having that same approach to public speaking, it's probably going to work out.
There you go. I think you're going to be just fine. So tell us a little bit more about the business. So what are you, I know you're building sites, you're, you know, maintaining them. How are you doing some of your marketing? Just kind of give us an insight into what your strategies are.
So right now, it's a lot of word of mouth. The word of mouth is really chugging up some good stuff right now. What I'm really trying to do, because regardless of whether or not the leads are coming in, I still have a personal want to make sure that, you know, my website is something that I want it to be. So obviously it takes a backseat to client work. But you know, a little bit every day, I'm trying to, you know, get it to be more marketable, as opposed to like, hey, look at me and all the things that I can create and all this other stuff. It's like, what can I do for you? And this is about you and not about me, and trying to structure my website that way. I'm in the process of writing some blog posts, and you know, nothing, I'm not trying to get anything out of it. They're basically just tutorials and stuff that I've learned of, you know, being a support technician for a year and a half. Trying to get like about 5 of those together before I launch. And you know, I kind of found, I still don't believe that I am an exceptional writer by any means, but I enjoy it. So yeah, I think that's where it's, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, good writing isn't necessarily about, always knowing whether it should be, you know, a comma or a semicolon. Good writing is about telling the story, and you are very good at telling the story.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that I will say has really been good with marketing is getting to WordCamps. Mm-hmm. You know, they're an expensive one-time thing, but you know, the relationships that I develop and the friends that I have been so incredible. And then like the work that comes from it is secondary. Like, I'm just so glad to have met the person, and you know, the leads just kind of are just there.
Yeah. Are you finding yourself being more active in social media to be able to move that forward as well, or?
Now, see, I'm trying. I love Twitter. I think Twitter's really good to just, you know, like fire something off and almost forget about it and just let it, you know, go into the recesses. I'm not so much on Facebook and Instagram. I would just say mostly Twitter. And I honestly just use that to maintain friendships with people that are across the country.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun when you can kind of connect with people that way for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy that. So when you think about like meeting in person, I was watching a television program last night, Mr. Iglesias. It's, I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Enrique. Pardon me?
Is it Enrique Iglesias?
No, it's the other guy. It's Enrique is the singer. This is the guy who has the,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And for some reason,
it's just guy.
Fluffy. Yeah. Fluffy. I just can't think of his real first name. So anyway, he has a show. Singer. Not the singer, which we need to tell the Sam Smith story in a few minutes too, but
okay.
Not the singer. No, so I'm watching the show and he's a teacher in a classroom and he's talking about one of the other assistant principals or something says something about business cards, and the kids look around the room like these are like juniors in high school. They're like, what are business cards, you know? And I maintain that business cards still have a place in the environment. I was going to ask your opinion on that, because obviously at a certain level it doesn't make a lot of sense because people are just sharing over social, but I still think there's something to having that physical something in your hand. So what are your thoughts on business cards?
So I will say, I typically dislike, because my stepfather was in the local chamber of commerce, so I grew up kind of in that space. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can immediately tell the difference, even as a kid, you know, the difference between a networking event and, you know, hanging out with people.
Right.
And you know, you get that sort of sticky, icky feeling and you're kind of like, yeah, I never really ever want to be a part of that. So I think if you just like have your business cards and you're like, I'm going to get rid of like 100 business cards this weekend, then it's like, okay, maybe that's not the right approach for me. I kind of like to use it as a, like a notepad to where it's like, hey, what were we talking about? And then like, you know, they ask for the business card and I write something on the back of it, you know, like, here's my, you know, whatever. And, you know, follow up with me. And you know, as well as I do, you go to one of some of these bigger word camps and you have met 150 people.
At least.
Yes. And if you can remember a face and a name, like that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you don't even really get that. And, you know, I really do finding people at word camps and either through Twitter or email if they ask me to follow up or something, just be like, hey, it was really cool meeting you. You know, here's my email if you ever need anything in the future, if there's anything I can do for you or vice versa, you know, like, let me know. Yeah. So I think they definitely have their place.
Mm-hmm. I love receiving them too, because when I get back from an event like that, I can flip through them and remind myself who I was supposed to connect with. Because honestly, especially like a WordCamp like US, where you're there for 3 days or more, and you see like literally thousands of people, how am I going to remember that on, you know, Friday morning, I said I would contact somebody with when I get back on Monday afternoon because my flight was delayed. It's all gone out of my head. So they serve as nice little reminders to me of people that I wanted to reconnect with later. So, and I still get business from them. I still hand them out and I still get business from them. So there you go. Everybody wants, I'm a photographer. People want to see my work. I've got it on my card, you know, my business card. I've got, pull out the wrong business card. I have, you know, on the front of it, you can see I've got a whole bunch of examples of my work.
Nice.
And then on the back, I've got how to get in touch with me, right? So there are certain places and times where they're still important. So I was just curious after watching that last night. You're younger than I am. And I was like, wonder what he thinks about business cards. That's pretty cool, actually. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you were teaching somebody about building their own website, what are a couple or three or four plugins that you would recommend to them?
So I like basically anything made by Delicious Brains. They're one free plugin is the WP Migrate DB. Yes, because then there's a Migrate DB Pro. Yes, I really like the free offering. Obviously, if you can spring for the pro offering, like I think that's incredible. I love Gravity Forms. And actually, let's just say that the only reason why I have the client that you referred me to is because Gravity Forms caught it. I was in the middle of switching from one service to like SMTP or something. There was a lag period of where emails did not send from my site. And I just was just like, you know what, let me go through the site and just look at the, you know, captured emails or whatever. And I saw the captured email there and I was like, oh my God, if I hadn't had Gravity Forms, I would have lost this client. And yeah, that's the only one that I can say that like a plugin has saved me and will now be worth whatever I pay it for.
That's right. Yeah, they're not necessarily cheap, but it's a heck of a lot better than not having them. If you think about the lost business that you would have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny, you know, trying to explain useful plugins that have support to clients is sometimes a hard sell. I have this client that I'm working with right now that actually completely fully gets it. I never had to explain like, hey, pro stuff is supported. And when you have supported products, you have bug fixes and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was basically like, I did not want to say the words, you know, like blank check or anything, but it was just like, if something can save me hours of time, just get it and put it.
Go before it. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have customers that understand things like that.
I know. And I tell them that and I'm just like, you're so credible. I love you so much.
That's awesome. Any others? Yes. And
I was about to say, what is it? It's back with WP Up. I think it's back to WP Up. It's the backup plugin that automates, and it's free. I had one instance cause I actually keep a personal journal on one of my servers. And, you know, like every day I'll write, you know, like 500 words or whatever, just kind of chronologically laying out my life. And I didn't realize because it was a subsite when I changed providers that I lost that subsite. Oops. And we were working on like 60,000 words. So, you know, for
that's
me,
a that's novel. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was so upset until I realized that I had been sending weekly backups of just the database to my email. Nice. And I was so happy.
I bet.
And this was back when I didn't realize how to import databases and stuff like that. Yeah. So I spent a few hours like getting all of that content back live. And I made a pact with myself that day that I would have I don't care what it is, even if it's a journal site, like I will still have backups automatically create.
That's definitely a good motto to live by for sure. Cause the minute you don't have it is when you absolutely need it.
So, for sure. And you look like such a star when they're like, oh, I did something, you know, I think I have one up live right now. And you know, they go through and play with it and mess it up. And they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I've got a copy.
I've got a magic wand.
Yes.
I can fix that. I actually know the answer to this next question, but I'm going to ask it so that everybody else knows the answer to this next question. But at any point in your WordPress journey, especially when you were starting out, did you have a mentor and who was it?
So yes, I had a few mentors. My first mentor was Jesse Peterson. He was a Treehouse instructor who I kind of stumbled upon, and I speak about it in a little bit more length in the HeroPress article. But basically, it was I fangirled out. I didn't think it was actually him, and after a lunch of talking, he was like, "I just feel like I want to mentor you," and he was one of the ones that made a big confidence switch. The next one was Chris and Sandy from Data Driven Labs, which is the agency that I work for in town. Mm-hmm. They have been humongously pivotal in me getting my business up off the ground.
It was all around. They're just really good people too.
Yes. And I forget that you, you hung out with Chris. I think, I forget which WordCamp it was. That's right. Yeah. And, it was just such selflessness because it was like, basically I'm creating a competitor and I don't care. Like, here's all of the tools that we use. And, you know, if you need anything, give me a call. I'm actually going to lunch with them tomorrow.
Oh, tell them I said hi.
I will.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then from there, like once I got into Give, like, you know, like Ben Meredith, Matt Cromwell, Kevin Hoffman, has been huge in helping me with some of the code stuff that I've been doing. Just freaking falling out of the sky, Nathan Ingram.
Yeah. You got a good bunch of people on your side. That's for sure.
Yes. I'm very, very humbled by how many people want to help me out.
I think that's true for a lot of us in the WordPress space, because all those people you named have other people that work to help them out too. So it's just such a giving community. And I say that with a smile and a little bit of a joke, but because it's true. So it's really true.
For real.
Let's make it a little harder. This next question is, take out anybody you've already named and tell me somebody that you admire, somebody you admire in the WordPress community and why. Now that I just took away all your mentors.
Yeah. So, hey, empty your magazine. And then,
Now pull out the heavy hitter.
Yeah. Gosh.
All right. You can reach back if you need to.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give it some thought.
Okay. We'll come back to that one. Let's see. What's something you always wanted to learn in WordPress but haven't tackled yet?
So I've really wanted to get into React. I love JavaScript. I love vanilla JavaScript and creating things with that. And I would really like to expand into blocks. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of like overall plugin development. Mm-hmm. I've made a few functionality plugins and stuff that has served just me and, you know, like single use cases. But I would really like to get something like not on the level, you know, like Give is or something like that. But just, you know, as a, hey, I did that, you know?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I love learning for learning's sake and also just for understanding. Makes it a lot easier to use what we use because we understand how it works for sure. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you ever made and what did you learn from it?
So this wasn't too long ago. I had a functionality plugin that I was chucking everything into. Every cool thing that I wanted to try, I stuck it in there and just, you know, like test function 28. Like there were so many in there. And like it was my wealth of knowledge that I would always refer to when I wanted to do something cool. And it was... I was in the back end of my local site and I decided to go through the plugin editor because that seemed like a good idea. Like, hey, let's cowboy code this thing. And I thought it was a different site and deleted the whole thing.
Oops.
I didn't delete the plugin. I deleted the plugin's contents for some reason. And typically I'll make a Git repo of this type of stuff. Right. And I didn't do this. And that was probably like the beginning of the year I did that.
Wow. That's awesome. That was definitely a learning experience, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. Like everything, getting it, just put I don't even care if I'm never going to look at it again. Just
make sure it's out there. I gave a talk called How to Empower Your Clients to Use Their Websites, but Empower Them but Client Proof Them at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I made a meme, and it's from The Lion King where you've got Mufasa and Simba overlooking the shadowy place. And Simba says, you know, what's that shadowy place over there? And Mufasa says, that's the theme editor and the plugin editor. You must never go there.
It makes sense.
Right? So let that be a lesson to us all, for sure.
Yes.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
My proudest WordPress moment? I would have to say, so I not that I want to go right back into my keynote, but there was a time when question and answer time came up. And it was weird for me because it was like, now I was going from stuff that I had pre-rehearsed to, you know, like, let's try to answer these things on the fly, much like, hey, who's your mentor that you would look up to? And then Sam blanks. and I think I said something to where it was just like, all I want to do was help someone feel comfortable, because that's all I wanted my first time I came to, you know, a work camp or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this woman stands up, raises her hand, and I'm like, hey, you know, like you. And she said, you know, don't feel like you need to go work on helping people. You literally just helped like a room full of people.
That's amazing. And,
like, I melted. Like, I was like, oh, thank you.
Are there any tissues? I know, I would totally melt for that too. I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like,
you're crying. I'm not crying.
I admit I teared up a little bit just hearing that story right now. That's awesome. Yeah, that would be one of those feel good, absolute, yeah, top of the mountain type moments for sure. Well, I'm sure you deserve mm-hmm. it too. Because whenever you share from your heart, which is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Well, what is some, if you weren't working in web, I'm skipping my questions again. I do that all the time. If you weren't working in web or technology like we do, what's another career you might like to attempt?
So I did a little stint of sailing. I have since, you know, with the business and stuff like that, that just time is, it's hard to come by. And I had really wanted to, and it's funny, I actually wanted to, I wanted to sail the world. And I was like, what job could get me doing that? And I was like, web developer. And then I just derailed right off of that. And I always thought it would be cool to get like my captain's license and then deliver sailboats.
Oh yeah, you know? For sure.
Yeah, just, like, oh, hey, you know, this person needs their boat in the Bahamas and they're going to be flying there and we need you to, you know, get it moving. I always thought that'd be so cool.
Just captain different boats all the time. That would be cool. I watch Below Deck. It's the most ridiculous reality show ever. And it's all about the people that work on these yachts. So I'm like totally addicted to that. So I would want you, I would expect you to have a camera going all the time so that I could see what really happens.
Very good. Yes.
You kind of just answered. Me. Go ahead. What's that?
I was about to say, it'd be a bunch of me just being like, what do I do? Like, there's blue all around me. I can't see the land.
I can't get a signal on my phone. Oh my goodness. I can see you like Tom Hanks later on, like, I can't even find a volleyball. I'm gonna make a friend with this coconut. I was gonna ask you, what's something on your bucket list, but do pick something different than that.
Oh, so I had this thought too. I started playing guitar when I was little, and it was one of those things where it was just like, it was always just like a side hobby, and I never got really good at it. And kind of the same thing with like piano. And I would like to get to the point where I could play in front of a group or in front of some other people. Nothing really, like, I don't want to make anything out of it. Just have enough confidence in myself to actually play in front of someone else instead of just myself.
There you go. Should have brought your guitar to the Give House last WordCamp US. We would have listened.
No, you give that thing to Benjamin Meredith and he will.
He's pretty good at that. That's true. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents.
So it would be difficult to show. I really enjoyed working on cars and working on motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Until I saw those accidents with those motorcycles and I was like, no more.
Right.
But it got to the point, and actually a lot of the tools that I used when I was a teenager, I would Google everything, YouTube, you know, like, hey, how do I take apart, you know, all this stuff in my car? Mm-hmm. And it was important because that kind of led to my ability to say, like, no, I can learn web development. I learned how to take apart my car and put it back together. So I would say, like, a hidden talent that, like, nobody knows. I'd be like, I'm pretty all right with cars and motorcycles.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that is actually pretty cool. I had to learn how to change a tire, you know, before my parents would let me take the car out. And I made my daughter learn how to change. I made my daughter learn how to change a tire, and now she lives in Buffalo with her fiance or whatever. And last summer she texted me, she's like, you're not going to believe this, but we got a flat tire. And John said, well, we'll have to call AAA. And Lydia said, we're not calling AAA. He goes, well, I don't know how to change a tire. She goes, well, I do. My mother made me learn. And she changed the tire and taught him how to do it. So I love that.
That's awesome.
Like strong women. That's an awesome thing. Okay. Circling back to that question. Did you think of somebody?
So I did, because I have been getting into, JavaScript more and, you know, like he does do a lot of WordPress, but he does more like JavaScript as a whole is, WestBoss. Mm-hmm. He teaches the ES6 for Everyone course. I really appreciate the fact that he makes really exceptional paid content, but also incredible free content. Like the CSS grid course is incredible and it's free. And I would say that's somebody I've been admiring as of late.
That's great. I love it. See, a little bit of time you thought of somebody. That's great.
Yeah.
So tell us how people can find you. What's your Twitter? What's your website? Give us the dates.
So on the Twitters, I am at gsamsmith. And I am gsamsmith.com is my website. For whatever reason, Sam Smith was taken. So I was like, let's do George. Cause I don't know if you know this. George is my real first name.
I know that.
Yes. And so I was just like, yeah, let's throw G and then Sam Smith and let's see what happens. And I was like, hey, nobody's taking it. Let's grab it.
That's awesome. And before I have like just a couple of minutes left before my next guest interrupts us because I use the same channel all the time, but the funny story we were going to tell about Sam Smith. And you reached out to me and you said, hey, can you try to call this customer? He's viewed all of my emails, but he's not getting back to me. So tell us what happened. Do you remember?
Yes. So I had sent, he was like, oh my gosh, everything's on fire. Fix my site. And I was like, here's what you do. I see what's going on. Like, bam, 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 three steps. And he didn't get back to me. And then he hit us up again a couple hours later, like, no one's answering my emails. And so that's when I reached out to you and he was like, oh yeah, those did come through. I thought it was spam for Sam Smith coming to town or something like that.
Like, he thought we were trying to sell him like the Sam Smith CDs or like, or tickets to the next show.
I am the singer and I'm trying to fix your site.
Exactly. He was a little embarrassed, but it was really funny because it was like, well, that makes sense then. And I'm sorry that I kept saying nobody was contacting me because clearly. Anyway, thank you so much for being with me this evening, Sam. It's been awesome to catch up with you. I look forward to seeing you at WordCamp US. And yeah, any last words?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on here, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you. So we'll say goodbye until the next episode.
Till the next one.
Bye.
WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.